So we're recording the sessions. These are just so that you can access this as a soundbite to get some feedback. If you can't remember what you take from this meeting.
No, that's kind of handy.
Yeah, good. So this is Paige Grumby from Second Years. And Paige, what we just need you to do is really just focus on sort of themes you've been thinking about and your specialism.
No, my specialism will be illustration, and a theme that I've been kind of wanting to maybe do would be like mostly portrait stuff, but I'm also wanting to try and link it in with like mental health. So I've got loads of mood boards. Good. This is my more refined ones.
Sure, so let's see the original ones as the ideas. There we go.
The least favourite. This was the more like my favourite one. Those were like all the images from the London trip, as we know. I've still got some of the sticky notes on the back with all the words that people got from my mood board. So I refined it down a bit more so it's more portrait based, since some of them were saying like street art, and that's not really what I'm going for.
So you want to illustrate portraits? So
yeah,
far.
I think that's what I'm wanting to maybe do. That's my main idea.
Okay, so whose portraits?
Maybe a self portrait.
So autobiographical.
Yeah, because I'm wanting to link it with my own experience with mental health. So
got you.
Yeah, it would be a picture of me potentially.
Okay.
Would you like to look through my sketchbook as well?
No, I want you to just show us what you think's pertinent to your idea. So far, I'm on board. I don't know about Sarah.
Yeah,
there's a few artists that I've looked at that do loads of like. So like we've got Barbara Kruger. She does loads of like portraiture stuff and like based on identity stuff like that.
Yeah.
We've got Shepard Fairey, since he also does loads of portrait stuff. I've basically just been looking at loads of artists that do portrait based work.
So what I would probably do is just maybe make a little comment on what it is about the portrait work that you like, because you know, like for instance, I know with Shepard Fairey, you're not going to be is it the process or the style of the
it's the style, and he does lots of screen printing as well, and I do love that kind of process as well.
So rather than boxing yourself into sort of illustration, could you not do print and illustration?
Yeah, no, I could do.
In that sort of wheelhouse.
Yeah.
You know, so that you're sort of printing in forms, but then you're illustrating on top and supplementing.
No, that's what I was kind of thinking.
Or we create printmaking out of your illustrations.
Mm-hmm.
So we all start off with your self-portrait.
Yeah.
You know, which I think is really important. So, Paige, I think this is a great idea.
Yeah.
What I would suggest, though, is when, you know, we want to do this quite thoroughly. So it's not going to be as simple as, like, I'm just going to sit in the mirror and draw myself. That's definitely one exercise you should do. Maybe do some thumbnails and really do some sketches of yourself at different angles of in the mirror and in different materials. But it's almost creating the different types. Well, the sort of feeling of the mental health, you know, like, again, if you're going to show different versions of yourself, it's about how you capture a different version of yourself. Like, is it like, you know, is it going to be on a level of I just take all my makeup off and all my jewels and I just have wet hair? Or am I going to be like actually turbocharging it a bit? Am I going to be creating props? Am I going to be creating alternative characters that represent me or my mental health?
Yeah.
You know, like, do you call, you know, I know some people that's bad version of themselves, they give a name. You know, they you know, they'll be like Fiona. Fiona's out, you know. Do you know what I mean? So that they can separate themselves from themselves. You know, so it's kind of, if it is mixed in with identity, is your idea to have different identities?
I haven't thought about it that much. I think it sounds like a good idea. I do like that kind of approach.
Well, this is it. So, you know, we can, you know, like, why, you know, again, just so that there's a bit of contrast, you know, because it's, you know, what, you know, Paige in a stable, you know, balanced mindset versus Paige in a distressed mindset. Well, to me, you look exactly the same.
Yeah.
But not on the inside.
But
no,
not on the inside.
All internal, that's the thing.
So how would you, do you think you would show that?
Well, I could represent it using maybe colours as well.
Totally.
Because loads of colours represent different things. Because purple, like different shades of purple, can often represent fear. And I do see the colour, like a deeper blue can be represented like with sadness.
Yeah.
Red with anger, obviously.
It could be love.
Yeah, that too as well.
They
often
have quite a flip side. So I guess that it depends on the context. And I guess the emotion that's portrayed in the portrait.
Yeah, yeah.
So, no, I definitely think that's the right angle to go. Well, I think at this point, let's stick with this.
Okay.
You know, so I would say my next stage for you would be a bit more refined now. Another refined board, but this time maybe with a photograph of you, a self-portraiture.
Okay.
Maybe an artist that you're going to really use. You know, if that's coming on here, then is it for the process or the look or the cut? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Be clear on what it is. You know, to me, with Shepherd Fairey and with Andy Warhol, what you've got here is screen printing with layers and stencils, which is in your wheelhouse. So maybe focus on those images because of the process.
Okay.
And maybe, you know, you've got Andy Warhol in there, you've got some layered. Shepherd Fairey keeps it really contemporary, adds that graffiti edge. Maybe we could do some self-portraiture where we involve some spray painting with stencil work in there.
Okay, yeah.
Well, brilliant. So I would go off for now and maybe do some research on mental health.
I've got the leaflets. I picked one up from... I've not got it in my sketchbook yet.
Put it in.
Yeah, no, I'm going to.
Cool. So you've already got that on the go. I would do some research then into... What would we ask when we do research? Mental health, colour symbolism. For sure.
Yeah.
You know, you definitely sort of how colour relates to certain modes. And then maybe start thinking about just experimenting, taking some self-portraits.
Okay.
I think with like different filters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like really delve in and be like, right, I'm going to take 10 photographs using this filter, doing different angles, different lighting in my bedroom. Tomorrow I'm going to do black and white.
Yeah, okay.
In another different mode.
Yeah.
So that what we've got is like almost a contact sheet with lots of little photo shoots.
And lots of pages, moods.
Yeah,
of these moods.
Okay.
How about that? And then what we'll do is we'll have another talk again in a week or so.
Yeah.
And then see where this idea is going, looking at that.
No, that sounds good.
Yeah, and I think you've got a great idea. This is great.
Thank you.
You're there. I would say there's a bit of finishing issues.
Yeah.
You know, that I know that you're capable of just tightening up a little bit, just those considerations page. But
of course.
This is looking really good. These are starting to look really snatched.
And you can see the progression in each one. Definitely getting better.
So what you need to do is maybe with one of the boards is bring in the portraiture, bring in the mental health, show us visually where it clashes.
On both.
Okay,
and there's artists out there that do self-portraiture with their mental health states. So definitely do some research in that. I know there's a guy that does self-portraiture. He takes drugs and does self-portraits.
He does
him on acid, him on coffee, him on coke, him on heroin, him on gas, him on... So he's done it. I can't remember what his name is. We've had a few students that have looked him up on that, but the art is incredible because... The different states of mind gives you different, like, you know, when he's on really high on certain drugs, it's just a dot, you know, but there's ones where he's like stoned and he draws like he's spirally trippy things. So you could apply that kind of to mental health states.
Okay.
What photos are you taking of yourself when you're in a really good mood and you're feeling quite self-confident and you like the way you look, you know, versus how are the photographs looking when you don't feel good? You know, and maybe start keeping a diary for this project then of your moods and your mental health. That's primary research.
Yeah.
You know, so every day, you know, maybe do a little thing in your sketchbook and be like, today, this is how I feel.
Okay.
And a colour. Associate a colour.
No, I can do that.
I know you can. You're very capable. And you know what? This is going to be a good project for you. Lovely.
No, we're excited for this project, to be honest.
Good.
Well, good.
You should be. It's your last one.
Good. And I can see where we're going to go with like the layering.
Yeah.
You know, and I would love to see you in this kind of style almost, but with a mental health twist and some illustration.
Yeah.
So, no, brilliant, Paige.
Fab.
Thank you.
Do you feel confident with this one?
I do, yeah.
Good. And it's lovely to see your sketchbook picking up order, the information there.
My sketchbook's quite chunky.
This is good.
I love a chunky
sketchbook.
So add
these extra. Sam's going to give you those little tips. You've got this as reference. Do those extra bits of research.
Okay.
and commit to those boards again. All you right. know, because this is really taking off.
Mm-hmm.
Do one now that's got all the right information on.
Yep.
Perfect.
Oh, thank you.
Would you like to send Charlotte in, please?
Yeah, I will.
Thank you.